Headphones are required for this stereo bedtime story.
I'm going to tell you a bedtime story. I know you're a grown man and you don't need a bedtime story. But I think you're really going to like this one. It's about the Cum Fairy. Once upon a time, there was a fairy. Unlike the others of her kind, she wasn't one that collected little kids' teeth or frolicked in the forest. This fairy craved cum. She was just different from all the others. They would tease her and call her filthy names. She actually didn't mind. She liked cum. She couldn't help herself. The only problem was she didn't always have access to cum. Not in the forest where the fairies lived. She would try to come up with ways to satisfy herself and her cravings. Most of the time, she'd just find a little nook to hide out and masturbate, thinking about all the cum she could have, spreading her little fairy legs wide, playing with her bare, slick little pussy, trying to keep her moans to a minimum, not wanting to get caught by the other fairies again, playing with her fairy pussy. They would always tease her about how horny she was, how it's not natural, how fairies were supposed to be pure and good. She didn't think there was anything bad about coming. In fact, nothing felt better than when she was rubbing her little fairy pussy, sliding her finger up and down that wet slit, slipping a finger inside her and sucking her fairy hole deep and fast, till she'd squirt all over her little fingers and make a mess. Oh yeah, nothing felt as good as that. The only thing she was missing out on was cum from a cock. Oh, that cum fairy. She loved cock. She craved it all the time. It was very rare to have a cock come through those woods. But whenever it did, whether it was a hunter or camper or a hiker, the fairy would come upon them, whisper in their ears her sweet, almost hypnotic words, her voice going straight to their cocks, kind of like mine does with this bedtime story, going straight to your cock. She would tell them how her tight, horny little fairy pussy needed their big, bad, hard cocks. How she takes such good care of them. How they could fuck her and use her. Make her little fairy pussy open up to take them. How she'd squeal for them and give them anything they wanted. As long as they gave her some cum. None of them ever refused the cum fairy's offer. Whether they were single or married, older or younger, it didn't matter. They all wanted to give their cum to that horny little cum fairy. They wanted to hear her moan. Lucky for the cum fairy, they all gave her more than one load. Something about fucking her tight little pussy or hungry little mouth seemed to make them want to just give her more and more cum. Something magical about that little cum fairy. She could make men cum so much. That was a good thing for the cum fairy, because she could never get enough cum. Like I say, she let those men come wherever they wanted. Deep up in her little fairy pussy, till it was dripping down her legs, making her body so full and heavy with their seed that she could barely even fly away. Or they'd feed it to her. Her greedy, hungry, tiny little tight mouth. Just slobbering on those big, musky, hard hunter, camper, hiker cocks. Gagging on them. Tears running down her little fairy face as she sucked and sucked and sucked and begged for their loaves. Her little wings fluttering, tiny little fairy toes curling. She milked that hot, white, warm man gravy from their dicks. I made that cum fairy feel so good. It was like her own personal high. She was addicted to it. The more she got, the more she wanted. And that's what led the cum fairy to leave the forest. That first night, she decided she would get her some cock. The first house she came upon, she could practically smell the dick that was inside. She'd be able to smell your dick. She found an open window and just flew right in. Found a man, just like you. Laying in bed, sleeping. She tugged the sheet down so she could look at his cock. Oh, that big cock. Still soft. Those balls so full of cum. She was trembling. Her little cum fairy was desperate for that dick. She whispered in the sleeping man's ear. She told him, "So horny. My pussy's so tight."
wish you come. Please. I'm so horny. Don't you want to fuck my little fairy mouth? Yes. Get hard for me. Oh, I want to fuck your heart cock. I want you to fill my shy little fairy pussy up with that cock. I want to bounce on it. I want to fuck. My pussy's so wet.
And all the while, our little cum fairy was masturbating right near his ear. I bet you can practically hear her wet pussy, can't you? Oh, so wet, so needy. And the man stirred awake. As his cock stirred to life, the fairy watched it grow and get so hard and ready to fuck. She smiled and whispered again against his ear,
I'm gonna fuck your cock. I'm gonna suck it. I'm gonna make it come so much for me.
And the fairy did exactly that. She flew down to his hard cock, wrapped her tight little fairy lips around him, and started to suck, greedily suck on his fuck pole. That little fairy was so horny. She was trembling, swallowing, sucking, bobbing her little head up and down on his dick, spitting on it so she could get it as wet and slick as possible, tickling his balls with her wings and her tongue and her tiny little toes, getting him so ready to come. He was ready. Of course, whole while he thought he was dreaming. Full grown, tiny little fairy sucking his dick for cum. And he wanted to come so bad. Just like you do, don't you? You want to come in that cum fairy's mouth? I told you you'd like this bedtime story. Or do you want to wait until she's riding your cock, her fairy titties bouncing, keeping you hard while she moans and squeals and giggles, tells you how much she loves your dick? That's what the cum fairy does. That's what she did with him. She took a load from that man whose windows she slipped through that first night. Took it in her mouth, gobbled it down, hungrier than ever for his cum, just swallowing, swallowing, a little fairy belly expanding with the size of his load. She loved it. It was the best load she'd had yet, better than all the hunters and campers and hikers. Something about sneaking into his room, waking him from his sleep, tempting his cock to grow and harden, tempting him with her slutty little fairy mouth, whispering in his ear how much she wanted it, and him not being able to control himself, just emptying those balls into her mouth, while not quite emptying them, as the little fairy knew too well. She wasn't going to stop at one load. She wanted more, and her pussy wanted to ride his dick. She wanted to feel his cum pumping deep inside her little fairy belly. And she climbed right on his dick after swallowing his load, not giving his cock a chance to soften, knowing her tight, horny, wet, slick, bare fairy pussy was gonna be just too good for his cock to want to stop. That he was gonna want to pound it up into her. She slammed that fairy hole down deep on his dick, riding him, giggling, feeling more and more euphoric, more and more dirty, more and more horny, more and more needy. She wrote him, begged him, told him that she needed his cum. This little fairy just needs that load. Fuck that fairy. Fuck that fairy gun. Fuck that fairy gun. Make her come on your dick. Fuck her hard. Pound her. Feel how extra tight that little hole is. That nasty fucking little hole. This horny little fairy is gonna come on your dick. Yeah. Come for the cum fairy. Come for the cum fairy. Come deep in that fairy gun. Fill that fairy belly up. Yeah. Oh, watch it giggle and bounce. See those fairy titties bounce on your dick. Fuck her. Fill her. Fill her like he did. Oh, that fairy needs your cum. Fuck. Fuck that fairy gun. Fuck that fairy gun. Come in that little fairy. Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm. Fill that fairy belly with seed. Breathe that little horny fairy. That little slutty, nasty little fairy that's so horny. She just wants your cock. Only your cock. Don't stop. Listen to her moan for it. See your little fairy thighs shaking. Oh, God. Yes. See your little wings fluttering. She bounces up and down faster, 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 faster. Fucks you for that cum. Fill that fucking fairy up. Fill that cum fairy with your cum. Give her that cum. Give me that cum. Give me that cum. Give me that cum. Give me that cum. Give it to me. I need it. 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 Yes. Fill that cunt with cum. Cum for me. Cum in my cunt. Yes. Blast in my belly. Blast it. Give it to me. Yes. Yes. Yeah. 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 Now I know why the cum fairy is such a popular bedtime tale. It's a really good one. And legend has it that she's only gotten more and more needy for cum since that first cock. And that the cum fairy visits the houses of lots of men each night, so don't be surprised if she slips into your window some night very soon.